The former Deputy Nationals leader Fiona Nash will make a dramatic return to the political stage when she joins the campaign trail for the New England by-election in coming days. It's a move that could signal more internal tension ahead for the coalition after Liberals backgrounded against her and former leader Barnaby Joyce for falling foul of citizenship rules. On top of that, her presumed replacement in the Senate, Liberal Holly Hughes, is coming under an increasing cloud over her eligibility. Political reporter Tom Eagledon is on the campaign trail in the New South Wales seat of Tamworth.
Turfed from Parliament, but now reunited on the hustings. Former Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce and his former deputy Fiona Nash will soon be together again in New England.
Fiona's coming up with me in the next couple of days and be campaigning with me. We're besties.
If Mr. Joyce wins, he's back in Parliament. Former Senator Nash, however, is set to be replaced in a countback. Liberal Holly Hughes is next in line.
That is her right. That is what was voted for. And there's no point in commentary on that.
There's been pressure on Ms. Hughes to resign her future seat and make way for a Fiona Nash comeback. Another outbreak of tension inside the coalition might damage Mr. Joyce's campaign. His rivals are low profile and poorly resourced. Their best chance lies in portraying him as a servant of party politics. Independent Rob Tabor's having his third crack at the seat.
The National Party, and they won't like me saying it, are second fiddle to the Liberals.
New England's gone with independents before at state and federal elections. He says anti-mainstream party sentiment still runs strong.
If you belong to a party, you're really tied to that. You've got a virtue to do what the party tells you to do. But being an independent is a very free way to represent the people. And to go to Parliament and say, this is what my people want me to do, it's not what a party's trying to tell you to do.
Do you expect to win this by-election?
Well, you always go in this to win.
There's no doubt voters here are hoping for a competitive fight. At welcome night at the Tamworth Regional Art Gallery, Mayor Cole Murray thanks 30-odd newcomers for making the town their new home.
It's one of the good things that we do in Tamworth is have those welcome.
And introduces a special guest.
We've got Citizen Barnaby Joyce.
Renee Damond, who's moved up from Newcastle's One, looking for an alternative to Mr. Joyce's Nationals.
I generally don't have the same moral outlook, I suppose, as that party.
So you're looking around at other ways?
Yes, I will be looking at other ways.
Liz Coleman's just moved up from Sydney and is a strong Joyce supporter, but she too would like choice.
I'd have a look, but is there another independent candidate?
The answer might be closer than she thinks. Shire councillor Mark Rodder quit the Nationals 2 years ago, disillusioned, he says, with mainstream politics. He approaches AM to criticise Mr. Joyce over his citizenship issues.
I read that part of that section of the Constitution. I don't find any issue with it at all, and I'm very supportive of our Constitution and would hate to see it change.
You do sound a bit like a bloke who might be thinking about putting his hand up as an independent at some point. Would I be wrong here?
You're not wrong. I have considered.
Will you have a go this time around, do you reckon?
No, probably. Look, this would be a mammoth task.
Tamworth councillor and potential New England candidate Mark Rodder ending Tom Eagledon's report.